And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's bang on 11:30. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. It's the 60-second challenge. Joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, although we've not heard from him since the end of May. We say good morning to Brian Derbyshire. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave.
What have you been up to since we last spoke to you at the end of May, then?
Oh, well, apart from the numerous hospital appointments, it's
right.
An age thing, I was
yes.
Watching Glastonbury last weekend. And
wow. Now, what was the highlight for you, then?
Oh, it's definitely Sam Fender.
Ah, interesting. Now, I must admit, I haven't seen his performance, but I know it's still on the iPlayer, so I will have a look at that. Even better than Paul McCartney, would you say?
Oh, my God, I'm better than Paul McCartney. I totally dislike him, but it's not my type of music, so I didn't watch. But if I'd have known Bruce was going to join him, Dave Grohl show, I might have watched it.
Yeah, it was worth watching, if only for those two, yeah. Brilliant.
Say, I don't like him, but John Lennon was my favourite. I was a big Stones fan, like, in the 60s.
Right, so if you had the ability, you would have been not at Glastonbury last week, but at Hyde Park, where I gather the Rolling Stones were performing.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Brian Jones died so many years ago today, I think.
Is that right? And now, yeah. I must admit, I didn't know that, yeah.
Paul Brian, the wife's favourite.
Yeah, it's very talented group, yeah. And, of course, their very first hit record was actually composed by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, wasn't it?
Yeah, what was it called?
It was called I Wanna Be Your Man.
Your Man, yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's a pity that isn't one of the questions in the quiz, but it's not this morning.
I've forgotten it.
Right, anyway, usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, because you've done this loads of times before, have to accept your first answer. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck, and here they come. Which Wilson was in the midnight hour in the 60s and in the 80s?
Wilson Pickett.
Which TV detective's only album was called Telly?
Telly Savalas.
Who had a hit in 1975 with I'm Not In Love?
Oh, 10cc.
How many members of Queen were there originally?
Four.
In which decade was Phil Collins born?
1960s.
What was the nationality of John Lennon's second wife?
Japanese.
Which Irish band featured The Edge?
U2.
Which Allison sang with Yazoo?
Moyer.
Which record company did George Michael begin a lawsuit against in the 90s?
Pass.
Which Jamaican singer was given a state funeral in 1980?
Bob Marley.
Whose first hit in 1973 was My Cuckoo?
Alvin Stardust.
Just got in time there. Well, that was a pretty impressive round, I have to say. I think you've done pretty well there. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. You passed on one question, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right. So not bad at all. 9 out of 11. Right, let's go through the couple that you slipped up on. Understandable for the first one. You reckon that Phil Collins was born in the 60s. He's actually older than that. Born in the 1950s, apparently.
Oh, my God. Don't like him
either. Oh, dear. So there's nothing down for Phil Collins or Paul McCartney, as far as you're concerned. Right?
Peter Gabriel, then.
Right, OK. And the other one, this was a tricky one, I have to admit. Which record company did George Michael begin a lawsuit against in the 90s? One that you wouldn't think of necessarily as a record company, but it is. You think them more as television manufacturers. It was Sony.
Oh, didn't know.
No.
My wife stuck her head round the door and said, don't pass.
That's right. Always worth giving an answer, even if it's a wrong one.
The only one I could think of was Decca, and I don't think they did anyone.
No, they probably don't. No, it's showing your age, and I'm showing my age because I can remember them as well. Fantastic. Right, well, thanks for taking part.
Oh,
could be a winning score. But we'll find out in the next hour. But we'll have you back on the quiz real soon. And thanks for all your comments about Glastonbury. That was fascinating.
Oh, no problem. Nice to talk to you, Dave.
Okay, good to talk to you as well, Brian. Thanks very much.
Bye now.
Bye. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? It's going to be a difficult score to beat that. 9 out of 11 with one pass. But if you're up for the challenge, get in touch now. And I shall give you question two from round two, so you've got now to think about it. In which decade was Elton John born? Have a think about that now.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 12.30, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. If you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Brian Derbyshire get a score of 9 out of 11 with just one pass. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants. Say good afternoon to John Ellis. Hi, John.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, were you listening in the last hour when Brian was on?
Yeah, I don't know about Panic at the Disco. Panic at Sydney All Court.
Brilliant, yeah, love it, love it. Right, so what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? Must have been about 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Very little. I did go out for Father's Day with my daughter.
Right.
We went into Chester, the Barton Rouge. If I may give it a curry house.
And a very nice way to spend Father's Day too. Yeah. Brilliant, yeah. And you're still doing the bingo?
Up at the court, yeah.
Yeah.
Bingo, and we have a bit of music now and again.
Brilliant. So that keeps you busy as well.
Yeah.
Right, okay, then you know how this works. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass.
And I know how it works, Dave. I always come second.
Well, not always. Today could be your day. You never know. Okay. Good luck, and here they come. Who recorded an album called Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme?
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
In which decade was Elton John born?
40s.
Which name is Billy's surname and Anchor's first name?
Fury.
Which Barry had a hit in the 60s with Eve of Destruction?
McGuigan.
Which Lulu song had been a hit for her on two separate occasions?
Shell.
How is rock and roll star Richard Penniman better known?
Elton John.
What region of the UK did Lindisfarne come from?
Lindisfarne, North East.
Which musical instrument did Liberace play?
Piano.
Which Janis was the subject of the Bette Midler film The Rose?
Shopping.
Complete the title of this 80s hit for Billy Joel, Uptown. And which record label did Holland, Dozier and Holland leave in 1968? And you can answer that one.
Tamla Motown.
Tamla Motown, you're going for that, okay. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 in your allotted time. Exactly the same number as Brian. You didn't pass on any, although I suspect Elton John came up a few times. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions right, so he beat you by just 2 points.
Well, I'm always right.
Yes, you always come second. You're certainly consistent, aren't you, John? Brilliant. Let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Who recorded an album called Parsley, Sage, Rosemary and Thyme? It was a 60s album for Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah,
you remember it now, don't you? Which name is Billy's surname and Anchor's first name? It was Billy Paul and Paul Anchor.
Oh, of course.
So Paul, of course. Easy when you know the answer, isn't it? Which Barry had a hit in the 60s with Eve of Destruction? You were quite close because you said Mac something, didn't you?
Well, I said Maguire, but it's...
No, if you said Maguire, I didn't think you'd said that, but if you said Maguire, then you were absolutely right.
Oh, I said Maguire. It was something else.
All right, okay. We'll change the score. 8 out of 11, then. Still lost, but only by 1 point. And how is rock and roll star Richard Penniman better name? The clue is in the Richard bit. Rock and roll and Richard.
Something in it.
Go on, then.
No, I don't know.
No, Little Richard.
Oh, no.
Of course. Brilliant. Probably better to stick with the bingo, I suspect.
Yeah, I think so.
Good to talk to you, John. We'll have you back on the radio again real soon. Okay. Thanks for taking part. All right, then. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Two good scores, then. And why not have a go next week? Send me a Facebook message after 10 o'clock, and you could be on the radio.